When Marsha Lieberman wants to indulge her creative spirit, she sets up an easel in her Northampton living room and paints large-scale, semi-abstract landscapes.
So this one, for instance, is a painting of it's called Meander to the Sea, and it's a river system winding its way to the ocean.
If she were to add up materials and her time, she would price a 4-foot square painting like this at about $7,500 in an art gallery.
Do I think I could sell that in our local economy for that? I have no idea. I sort of doubt it.
She hasn't sold one of her large paintings for several years, which is why she spends much more time in her downstairs studio, where she actually makes a living as an artist.
So just take these out of the bag so you can see them.
Lieberman unwraps 3 new paintings, each about 3 or 4 inches wide, in prefab frames.
So these are small works that I make intentionally to sell at affordable prices. They're small, you know, they can go on tabletops. People will buy these as gifts even, because it's not such a risk.
Unlike Lieberman's large landscapes, which can take her up to a year to get just right, she sets up 10 of these paintings in a row and can finish them all in a week or two.
And this is a little tiny still life painting, couple of pears and an orange in a ceramic bowl.
About 5 years ago, when the economy was stronger, Lieberman sold her compact paintings for $250 at art shows. Now they go for about $100 at retail stores or local craft fairs, where she does most of her business. But even in those venues, she's noticing more hesitation among potential art buyers.
I watch them. I can see them saying, I really like this, I wish I could, and then put it down and walk on. And that has happened again and again and again.
More so than in the past?
Yes, very much more so.
So she's had to adapt even further. As the recession took hold, it occurred to her that she could photograph all of her art, transfer the images onto cardstock, and sell them as high-quality handmade cards. They cost her less than 50 cents to make and sell for $4 to $6 each.
It's very different from painting. It's real product making. So the profit is really, it's a really decent profit.
Product making is an artistic compromise, she says, but it allows Lieberman, a retired dancer, to live the artist's life she settled on when she and her family moved from New York to Western Massachusetts 20 years ago. Cultural observers say high-end art is still selling in well-heeled urban centers like Manhattan or L.A. But for middle-class art markets in places like the Pioneer Valley, expectations have changed.
Some of our artists who have larger price points aren't selling their larger pieces and have had to work to figure out how to become part of the market.
Lou Leland of Wendell is director of Artisans of Western Massachusetts, a group founded last year to promote local artists.
And I talk with the majority of them and ask them, does it feel like selling out? Like, how does it feel to you to have to downsize your work to put it on something? Most of them are extremely happy to just still be able to get their art out there. And they do have to adapt, even putting a large mural down on a magnet or a coffee mug or doing a print.
Artists not only have to diversify their scale of work, but where they sell it. Marsha Lieberman says painters like her are relying less on exclusive galleries and more on craft fairs, house parties, and retail shops. Mary Moore Cathcart owns the Clawfoot Tub, a homewares shop in Amherst that sells fine art on consignment. Cathcart says the artists who sell the most are those willing to make low-cost posters of their paintings or agree to commissioned pieces. She says one customer saw ceramic plates for sale and asked if the potter could make her a special honey pot.
And now that's one of our biggest sellers, her honey pots. And, you know, so there's a lot of people who, in a different economy, artisans who might not have had to make things to order, but who are willing to try it. And I think economically it's really smart. As long as that person has space and time for their art.
Marsha Lieberman, who sold 2 paintings this month at the Clawfoot Tub, is looking forward to that time after she's finished her holiday orders and can get back to the kind of art that obeys the timeline of her inner inspiration.
As an artist, I like to know that that's still a possibility. If I had to give that up and only create product, I think I would lose touch with my real motivation.
And she's still holding out for a better economy that will support both well-made products and highly inspired art. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.